Missing the Mark by Mizura. Read by Rhea314. Fandom Witch King. Pairing Bashasa Kalis / Kaestron. "Did you try to take a crossbow bolt for me back there?" Kai asked. He didn't actually need to, he knew what he'd seen. Yes? "My apologies." Bashasa looked more sheepish than sorry. "I forgot you don't need that sort of thing." Kai wanted to point out that nobody needed that sort of thing. Bashasa's life was more valuable than anyone else's here. It would be pointless, though. "No, it was a nice gesture," he said, trying to think of a way to say that it had also been a very dumb one without putting it quite like that. "I don't always think things through, you know," Bashasa said. Ziti would have said something sarcastic. Kai said nothing. What Bashasa said was true, and yet it was also not true at all, because they were all still here, alive, still surviving. "I know you have this idea that I'm some sort of genius or madman, but..." Bashasa shook his head. "It's really nothing like that. Especially during a crisis. I just do whatever comes into my head." "And just now, you thought it might be fun to get shot?" Kai said. "I think it was more that I thought you might enjoy not getting shot," Bashasa said. His expression was pensive, which meant Kai could probably forget about being able to settle this with a quick lecture on responsibility and the differences between human and demon physiology. "It still hurts, doesn't it? Even if it doesn't kill you." "It's not that bad," Kai said. He'd happily get shot 100 times if it meant Bashasa wouldn't. Perhaps he already had. Bashasa's bodyguards were very good, but they weren't suicidal, and they seemed to have decided to make Kai one of their honorary members. "I wouldn't think any less of you if you admitted that you felt maybe a slight pinch, you know," Bashasa said. "It's a bit worse than that." "So you're kind of glad I..." Bashasa started, looking hopeful in an absurd kind of way. "No," Kai said, interrupting. "No. I thought of what I would do if you got shot." "Continue fighting, of course," Bashasa said. "I hope. Avenge me. Avenge everyone else who died, right?" It wasn't that Kai didn't care about anyone else. There was Ziti, and Taren, and Ahin. There were his spies, Bashasa's soldiers. Many, many people who would die if the hierarchs weren't stopped. "Right," he said. "Yes, but it wouldn't be the same without you." He almost said, "I wouldn't be the same without you." But of course that would be nonsense. "Thank you," Bashasa said. "I do try." "You're..." Kai started, then realized now was hardly the time. Bashasa was looking at him expectantly, though. He had to say something. "You're succeeding, most of the time, when you're not scaring me half to death." "Well, as long as it's only half," Bashasa grinned. Kai fought down a sudden temptation to lean over and kiss that grin, to feel it against his lips until it faded into something else, to make Bashasa realize that this was serious, that Kai was serious. He said, "The other half of me already died a long time ago," which seemed like a guaranteed mood killer. Not that there had been much of a mood. "Sometimes I think you need to relax more," Bashasa said. "When am I supposed to do that?" "I'm fine." "I could help you, you know, if you'd let me." Much as that might sound like an offer, and, objectively speaking, it didn't, not really, Kai knew better. Bashasa was being friendly, offering a listening ear or a solid shoulder. A hug might well be on the table. But not anything more than that. Not anything outside of the same friendship Bashasa maintained with dozens of other people. I need to go check on Zidi, Kai said. Knowing Zidi, it would be less of a checking on Zidi and more of a getting yelled at by Zidi. But that was still better than staying here while Bashasa was being friendly at him. All right, I'll see you later then, Bashasa said. Count on it. The end. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post.